As many as 50,000 people march in Warsaw from the Constitutional Tribunal to the palace of the president, who has played a key role in what critics view as a constitutional crisis. Noisy protesters at the front of the march carry a large banner saying, "Let's bring back the constitutional order." Similar rallies have been held in other cities, such as Poznan and Wrocław. The opposition is furious that the ruling Law and Justice Party has introduced measures that have undermined the court's ability to check on government power. The Venice Commission, which investigated the situation for the Council of Europe human rights body, has expressed concern as well. And earlier this week, the Constitutional Court ruled that the new measures were unconstitutional. But the government has said it would not recognize the ruling. It has even refused to publish it, which prevents the ruling from becoming binding. The European Commission, the EU's executive, has launched a probe into the rule of law in Poland, but the outcome of that investigation will take time. Critics say the Polish government is taking similar measures as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has come under pressure for his perceived crackdown on previously independent institutions, ranging from the Constitutional Court, the Central Bank, media, and even churches. Previous measures launched by the recently elected Polish government included changing legislation so it can appoint key leaders at public broadcasters. Demonstrators say attempts to neutralize the Constitutional Tribunal, which could independently check these and other controversial measures, is an attack on democracy, which was won after years of sacrifice by famed leader Lech Wałęsa and his solidarity movement in the 1980s. The government has denied wrongdoing. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.